fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, on Thursday, the 29th of November. The purpose of the day, you own firearms, it's magazines, make sure those magazines are in good condition, not rusted. The springs are springy. There's no sediment, and it's not damaged, so forth, proper working condition. And make sure you got enough a follow-up on that. A great place to go shopping ammunition to get some idea what's going on in the marketplace is WhiskeyArms.com. That's WhiskeyArms.com. Whiskey India Kilo and Arms.com. They don't sell anything. It's more of a bulletin board of the people that actually do it. And you know, what structured, you can find what you're looking for in terms of ammunition and type and availability, so forth, and shipping charges pretty quickly. We have open lines this hour. The call number is 800-313-9443. If you've read my bio, if you haven't, if you're a new listener, I suggest you go to my website and read my bio. If you've read my bio, a lot of what I do will make more sense to you. What I do, how I do. What I do is reach out to, I've been connected to for 1.5 centuries, going to United States Military Intelligence School. And at the time was in Fort Holland, Baltimore, Maryland. Actually, Dundalk, men that I met and friends with then and remain friends with, men in other parts of the military that during my time in the military and psychological operations, military intelligence forces, twice, 1967 to 1970, U.S. Reserves from 1969 to 1979 to 1983, I believe, in the Army Reserves, forces and psychological warfare. Because of my career as a homicide detective, I've interacted with many men and women in law enforcement, various local, state, federal agencies, professional attorneys, and I have a lot of contacts. I've done a lot of things for a lot of years. The last 2 weeks, I've been reaching to my special forces and intelligence veteran friend to get their analysis of what's really going on with our southern border. In that regard, I reached out this morning to Alexander Bachman. I used to have Alexander on as a regular guest a number of years ago. I don't know if Bill's still in, a journalist who is down there near that border a lot, on the San Diego border. I want to get, I'll be talking to Alex probably hopefully in the next 24 to 48 hours. Go on and hopefully have him back on this show, I guess, at least once, possibly more than once. Alex is doing some great work as a journalist for quite a few years, documenting what really about Mexico and Central America. Looking forward to talking to Alex again and getting caught up with my friends that I've been calling, military veterans. They share my concern about the possibility on at the U.S.-Mexico border. They share a concern. My wife is that this could be, there's no indefinite, this could be the beginning of a major situation nationwide, just at the U.S. border. People supporting these people, it's a logistical operation to bring thousands of people from Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, up through Mexico to the U.S. border. You have many thousands of people that are fed twice a day. People need food, need potable water, need a way to have access to sanitation facilities, transportation, obviously. Some way to keep them when it's raining, some way to keep them warm when it's cold. It's a tremendous logistical operation, undertaking that costs a lot of money. The communists are funding this. Vince Ives tells me that's what's going on. Now let's get a step back, and they're taking place. Four or five, such as what happened in my hometown in those here Ferguson riots. I was conducting live interviews with people on site during both sets of riots in August and December. Friend Command Sergeant Major Dan Page, I was interviewing. He was a county police officer. He had a dual career most of his life. United States Army, active and reserves, and a kind of police department. So I was interviewing Dan during that first set. My friend Sam Andrews, he was the on-site commander of the keepers. I was interviewing him. And then there was another man who had a home there in Ferguson. I was interviewing him every day also, getting reports about what was going on up there. Within hours of that young man being shot to death by a Los County police officer, there were convoys of Soros paid and trained and equipped protest convoys coming from Chicago, coming from Detroit, coming from other locations to come to St. Louis and protest. These people have gone away. In fact, I'm sure by now there's been many more recruited and trained and equipped waiting to get the phone call or get the text message to begin a whole new set of protests. They will be violent protests. The catalyst, I believe, is right there at one, right now. I have every reason to believe there will be one or more fatalities suffered by the illegal alien, and very likely one or more fatalities of the Americans protecting our border. We've got Border Patrol agents there. We've got ICE. We've got U.S. military. The Mexican authorities have their people activated on their side of the border, suffer fatalities also. My belief is once there's spilled, there is a fatality. That will be the time for the Soros-funded, trained, equipped protesters to hit the streets in St. Louis, San Diego, Chicago, New York, Detroit, wherever they might be, Washington, D.C., major city, Atlanta. I believe it will be wide in the major city, all funded and trained and equipped people from the communist and George Soros. I hope I'm really, you don't need that kind of action, that kind of harm coming to our people, to our country. We really don't. But that's the goal, I believe, is to cause national disruption, civil disorder nationwide in this country. Alaska's highly unlikely to have some of that. They might also. Hawaii, there's a possibility that these people are everywhere. We've got a caller here. We got Jerry in Texas. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, John. About these immigrants and what have you, I check with like Yahoo and what have you, just kind of see what the mainstream media is having, and it's interesting what they're publishing now. There's one, they interviewed one man, he is 31 years old, had his two children and his wife there, and they quoted him as saying, you know, this wasn't what we were told to expect, and what have you. See, he said the difficulty we was expecting was getting through Mexico to the U.S. border, and then we could walk right across. He said, I didn't sign up for this. He said, I'm ready to go back home, you know, and you know, the comments on a lot of these articles are, I'd say 99.9%, hey, not our problem. You come here, you wasn't invited, you just sit there, you know. If you can't come across legally, we don't want you. It's amazing. I'm surprised what Yahoo and AOL and some of the other mainstream media, online media, is publishing. I figured they'd be ripping the Border Patrol and ISIS and what have you up for mistreating us, but they're not. They're it's rather interesting what they're saying.
And I don't know, of course, the mass media has a number of outlets. Yahoo's every accurately and correctly. That's a good thing to hear. You still there, Jerry?
Yeah, okay. I lost your audio. Okay.
Okay. I say that's a good thing.
You're breaking up pretty bad.
Right.
But okay. Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in.
Well,
thank you for taking my call.
Thanks, sir. Yes, sir. Call number is 800-313-943. Well, how would you convince people in Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador to leave their homes? Leave everything you know and come across Mexico to get to the United States. How would you do that? Well, there are basically two ways. You can either pay them to do it up front, which there may be, well, we don't have evidence of that, and I live in the world of evidence, of course. Or that if they go through this hardship of leaving everything they know, come more than 1,000 miles from the country all the way through Mexico to the United States. And all they need to do is walk across the border and they're in milk and honey. That happened for the overwhelming majority of people. Now, along with people who were given a false narrative, that were told things that aren't, along with them, MS-13 gang members, criminals who have been arrested, tried, and convicted already in this country, sent back to wherever they came from. And I don't have evidence of it. I likelihood of others being mixed in there is for people from the Middle East to mix in. They have a dark skin tone and can mix in and blend in, not stand out from Central America. Are there people there from Syria, Iran, Iraq, so forth? I don't know. There could be. That's with group large and so, yeah, and I hope it was the men and women who were lied to about being welcomed with open arms at the American border, that they take up the offer to transportation back to their homes. That's to happen. It may take a week or two for them to figure out that there's a line of concertina wire, razor wire, tough men and women who are well-armed and well-trained to stop them from coming across that border because they don't have the authority to count any proper documentation to do so. Donald Trump is to be taken lightly. When he says he'll shut down that border, he will shut down that border. That's what it takes to keep this country safe. And that means no automobiles and trucks made in Mexico come across. That's a pretty strong incentive for the Mexican government, right? So, we've got Peter in Los Angeles. Good morning, Peter.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling you from Los Angeles, and I just wanted to make the point that I don't believe that this border will ever be secure without some sort of physical barrier. And patrolled by troops, frankly, like maybe a triple barbed wire with rows between and a minefield, and troops, helicopters, ground surveillance radar, sensors and so on. But even beyond that, what we got to do, the first thing we got to do is have a leader with enough gumption to use the RICO, the racketeering statutes for organized crime, against Soros. To use the terrorist statutes against Soros, to use the intelligence community, and even, Christ, we do targeted assassinations all over the world. I submit to you that Soros is the prime guy. If I don't believe we should be doing it, but if we're going to do anybody, why not Soros? But at any rate, what's your opinion of that, John?
Well, I don't go so far as advocating assassination of Mr. Soros. I would have investigation, which I think stand up to scrutiny. There's enough evidence that I'm aware of to have a light and warrant. But if he ever fell into a jurisdiction where that could take place, that he'd be arrested and brought to justice. He's responsible for a lot of harm coming to this country. On that, Peter.
Well, under the Patriot Act and the National Defense Authorization Act, honestly, Donald Trump has all the authority he is required to just draw a line through his name, and he can theoretically confiscate all his property, imprison him without a trial, and probably torture him on the way to prison. All that authority already exists in the anti-terrorism laws. And what is this? My opinion, this is terrorism.
Well, we don't know what's going on behind the scenes with President Trump and the Department of Justice. Some may be in the works right now. We wouldn't even know it, Peter. I would hope they are.
Well, it's not helped much by the fact that Soros was the largest donor to the Democratic Party. I'm sure he owns quite a few judges, and as a matter of fact, he made a point of investing in judges' races all over the country.
You want to hold on to the break here, Peter? You want to hold on to the break? We got a
sure,
break.
Sure.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republican?
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Wish I was in the land of cotton wool town. There I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Then I wish I was in Dixie. Hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back. We're back for more here on Thursday, November. Peter, are you a lifelong resident of Los Angeles?
No, but for a long time.
Long time. You know, and I get in many public places of employment, police department, so forth, unless you're bilingual, you're not even eligible to be hired.
Yes, that's true. I'll tell you what I was. I was a human resources director for several Fortune 500 companies.
And oh, well, then you also know you're illegal, you're committing a crime if you use an IQ test as one of the steps for employment. You already know that.
For police forces, yes. I mean, it's not illegal. It's they have the right to deny you employment with police forces. It was ruled on by the courts if your IQ is too high.
Fortune 500 companies are prevented from using IQ as a standard for employment, though.
No, I'm not aware of any statutes like that. I know that there's been a court case that allows police forces to not hire people with high IQ.
Well, that's a whole different situation. And then there is some grounds for that because police departments have found that men and women with high IQs, really high IQs, simply don't stick around. They leave the police department have a really high IQ.
For whatever reason, but perhaps they'd be a little less ready to, discharge their weapon, capriciously, which is a problem in L.A., I can tell you. But maybe they should stop getting trained by the Israelis, treating us like an occupation. But nevertheless, I think it's ridiculous to have any restriction on IQs. It's absolutely catastrophic in the long
run. Well, in the long run, it is. Well, okay. What are the points that you want, Peter?
That's really it, John. Thank you. I've got one more.
Sure.
Another thing we can do, two more things we can do. We can lean on Mexico with our covert capabilities. We can take the Mexican president and some of the high Mexican officials. It's a narco economy, after all. And we can say, look, we're going to use some of the terrorist financing statutes, which I don't believe in anyways, but they're there, and say, if you don't use your muscle against these caravans, we're going to confiscate your overseas accounts.
That would work, but we don't need to do that. All we need, those cars and manufacturing have order if you don't comply. That's all we need to do. And
well,
that would be. Oh yeah, because there's a lot. There's a big. There's a mass narco economy on one hand down there, but on the other, these Ford Chevy Chrysler manufacturing plants of having mark is all it takes to have comply. Nothing else. Thank you for the call.
Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
Was 800-313-9443. We don't need to look at the extreme. Of course, it would be extreme, but we don't need to look too far to figure out, and this is our public record. When President Trump talks about the border, he's not talking about preventing men and women from across the border or for their whatever their employment may be across the border. No, that's make have serious consequences. Shutting down the border means just getting Mexican manufactured goods. Now, Fords, Chevy, and Chryslers are a big, but there's lots of things manufactured in Mexico. They come across that on a daily basis. Shutting down a border in tremendous harm to Mexican economy instantly. That'll get your attention. You're in a position to send the Mexican government control of the federal police, the Mexican federal police, as they call them, Mexican military, police departments, and so forth. Do whatever it takes to make sure that Fords, Chevys, and Chrysler cars tend to go across that border to be. Of course, you're. Was an immediate adverse effect on your economy. So, Donald Trump is no minstrel. He knows where the hot buttons are. And when Donald Trump is right, you better pay attention, because this man is just enlightened. He will act on his threat. Well, 2 years ago, it looked like we were about to go to war with North Korea. Now it looks like North Korea is more interested in beach resorts, hotels, and golf courses than they are going to war. That threat has not gone away, but it's certainly been dramatically reduced. It's a very unusual world we find ourselves in. Those Koreans last 12 hours, don't. At least according to R. James Leslie, the former head of CIA, a man who has just the thought that you and I can only get the information, the real information, the real intelligence that he has access to. This will not go. President Trump will have. Here's our break. Call number 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here on Thursday, the 20th of November. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. New all as of about 6 or 8 ago, lost track of that. Undergoing changes on or about the 15th of December. We're going to be launching another version of thelibertyman.com. And it'll be different. This whole internet thing is a hoot. I went and just new telephones for my wife and I yesterday. Both of us struggling to figure out how to make a telephone call, how to receive a telephone call. It's a challenge. It really is a challenge. The gentleman at AT&T was still a learning curve for both of us to understand how these new complex devices work, how they do it. We'll figure it out. In the meantime, at my website at thelibertyman.com, there's an article that has had no attention at all in the mainstream media that I'm aware of, very little in the alternative media. and that's about the flying insects. It's a major problem. It's going to have, it's already having an adverse effect on the world we live in, particularly agriculture, and half our world. Very important matter that I've been addressing now for a couple of years, and has received almost no attention otherwise. So check out that article and understand for you and your family. Bottom line, it might be considered to grow your food, food that doesn't require pollination from insects. That would be a thing to be in that conclusion, I believe. Also, my website, of course, Energy Clinics for Sale. We had 24 minutes last hour. Available to check out this year our energy cleaner and the mattress pads right on my website under shop at the top, libertyman.com. And of course, you can place your order for energy cleaners and mattress toll free order line 24 hours a day. That's at 800-592-9543. That's again 800-592-9543. We do have open lines here at Republic Broadcasting. The call number is 800-391-9443. Many of you watch the TV show NCIS. Found that the episodes and for maps, I haven't looked at it myself. We need people to review, do screen captures, review these maps. They may or may not be a part of our project. I do know that character, no, the director of NCI, the director has a nice wood panel box on the wall facing the audience. It's a image of North America. Got a gold frame. It's not crystal clear and sharp. At least we haven't found a crystal clear and sharp image yet. But you can tell from what there, what's there. There's no Baja California, no Florida. The episode has maps in it. Here it is. The name of the episode is From Above. It's season 15, episode 18. Season 15, episode 18. Death from Above. If you got a chance to look at those maps, do so. If you determine that there's image of continents with different coastlines, new coastlines, get that screen capture to me. You get your choice of any 5 or 6 DVDs as a thing. It's a fun project. And this time of year, we have reduced daylight hours, people spending more time indoors, possibly moving, watching movies and TV shows. Just keep a eye out. Images of continents, different coastlines, new coastlines. Get those screen captures to participate. And we're starting our third year in January. Find all these images of continents with different coastline, new coast, and getting them posted. It's a fun project. It's people amazed that and in disbelief that these images have been right in front of them for decades and they didn't even know. On one hand. On the other, here's what I tell people. From the moment that doctor held you and smacked your bottom, everything you've seen, heard, tasted, or touched is part of your subconscious. You may or may not have a conscious recollection of everything, and you probably don't. It's way too much. This will never see everything you've seen or since the doctor smacked your bare bottom. It's there nonetheless, including the subconscious memory of all these images and all the multitude movies and TV shows you've seen during your lifetime. The second group of articles down, we have the images. And the looks like the first, the Godfather, where the father is in a meeting at the with a high level American official, probably 2,000 years old. Existing buildings, they did when they came into existence. And then we've got Roderick Crawford and the Highway Patrol in 1959-60. And it's the Navy map. It is the Navy map. And then there's others. I won't get into mission specifically. You can pick them out yourself. They pick the winners. A lot of times, you know, sometimes, especially some of the 1950s and 60s, maybe if you're in person and heard of them, but at the time, relatively popular. In the case of Highway Patrol, hugely popular, which is of North America, the continents with different coastlines. The Illuminati, it's been talked about, they have a belief system. They have to issue warnings. Sure, things that are going to happen. And that's what this is, in my opinion. Our website, we will have, once again, all just posted that we had previously, just a few of them as we've got now. There's about two dozen, and it's a long list. This has been added two or three just in the past 8 or 10 days, two or three new movies, TV shows with these images. When I do a public presentation, and we've got these images on the screen for the audience, they're shot, made, they're all those things, that these images have been there for decades, that they've seen them themselves, when they watched the movie, when they watched the TV show, and they weren't even aware of it, on one hand. On the other, they've been there. They're in front of them. Okay, they've not. We're coming up to December 29th here in a month. And my website, I've what I call field training exercise, December 29th, 2018. In January, we'll change it to training exercise USS Liberty, December 1st, 2019. I started my first radio show in St. Louis in 1995. At the time, CERN was Y2K. 1995, it was no CERN, but 1997 and 1998, it was a growing. And we had a specific event and a specific time, which would be December 31st, 1999, ready by. Tens of thousands of Americans understood the threat. Tens of thousands of Americans got ready to meet and deal with threat to mitigate that Y2K. It's an interesting exercise. I regard it as a training exercise itself. By August 1999, I knew that the man-made problem had already had a man-made solution. I knew that, but on one other, I knew that other threats were still very real. And I continued the preparation I was making with myself and others, which continues to this day. There's no place in this country, no place anywhere in the world that's completely safe from natural disaster. Place doesn't exist. Every place is at some risk. Obviously, some more so than others. So planning to deal with natural disaster is smart. It really is. It's smart, regardless of work. And what I encourage, that's what I advocate, is being prepared to deal with any natural disaster and any man-made problem. It's an EMP attack. Now, at my original website, I had the blog to the book, America, spelled with a K, the book on which the movie was with TV, America, spelled K. Prologue told how America was invaded and successfully taken over by Russia. done. They can many series tens, 10 or 12. Russia has successfully invaded and taken over. They never tell you how that happened, by the way. Copies of it used to be quite difficult back in the 90s, but now it's very easy. The miniseries was broadcast I think around 1985 or 86, or in there. Hugely popular at the time. Now it's easy to watch it on YouTube, by the way, where for a long time it's difficult to get your hands on copies. But the prologue is only about 3 pages, so. Prologue tells you how the Russians invaded and took over the States and with the attack. How about that? So this threat has been around for many, many decades. It's nothing new. It's becoming better known, but quite frankly, 97% of the adults in this country could not to explain EMP is, how it worked, what it was. No, it's not well known at all. Despite all the attention, it's a doc-drama done by, I think it was National Geographic, if I believe, called American Blackout, I believe is the name of it, the title of it. It's still not well known by the majority of Americans. If we had an EMP attack, people would be standing next to their dead cars, holding up their dead cell phone, looking at darkness because of necessity, wondering what's going on. How can that happen? Why is my car not running? How come my cell phone is not powering up and so forth? They'd be clueless. They would be clueless. It's an excellent weapon. The damage would be easily repaired by the technicians who had the knowledge, the training, the supplies, the equipment to repair what they need to accomplish their goal of colonizing America. China want to do that? Of course it would. China has a growing population. They need land. They need food. They need to replace, will be flooded, taking over America, and that won't flooded would be a smart thing, wouldn't it? It was firing a shot. Without firing a shot, complete plunks with the wisdom of James Sun Tzu, who wrote the book, The RR, book older than the Christian Bible. If you can invade and take over a country without firing a shot, why wouldn't you do it? If you have need to. They have a need, and they have the ability, they have the power. Quite frankly, I don't care about Americans dying by the tens of millions or even 100 million or 200 Americans dying. I care less about that. This is the same government that ordered 50 million Chinese to take over China. Why would we bring 100 or 200 million Americans to take over the United States be an issue? Of course, it would not be an issue. The mindset of these people is difficult to comprehend. It doesn't make sense to any normal American. It really doesn't. But that is who these people are. It's what they think. It's what they believe. That bring tens of millions or 100 million or 2 million Americans to take over this country makes perfect sense for them. They wouldn't blink an eye. They would not blink an eye. Doing this. If you don't know what EMP is, you need to find out. EMP does, how it works, and what our world would look like following a nationwide EMP attack. 9 out of 10 Americans will be dead in about a year or so, according to the federal government, not according to John Moore. What I think doesn't matter. What the men and women who do these calculations even think, that's what matters. A lot of drinking water, lack of food, lack of medical care, crime, lack of meat. That's what would kill 9 out of 10 Americans the first year. Who would be left? Well, people that have planned in advance, being men and women, teens, their mid to late 20s, they would be left because they would be the strongest and healthiest. That's who would be left. But not a pretty picture. The old would be, the infants would be dead, those who require medical pharmaceutical products to stay alive would all be dead. First drink you take of dead water is a one-way ticket to re-addiction and death. That's not optional. You need clean drinking water. Won't be easy to get your hands on. Starvation takes a long time. It's the pain is incredible. Here's our last break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Here's a little song. This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're back here more on Thursday, 20 November. Yes, February 1st, we will change operation USS Liberty to reflect a new year. That's what we'll do. December 1st, 2019. That will be the new year. I kind of flippantly, beginning about 3 years ago, started saying 3 p.m. tomorrow. What I have determined to my own satisfaction, people are looking, searching for a date. John, what's going to happen? People search for a date, They're the ones who are prepared. They're not a day for prepared. They, and I met a couple, lovely couple, Angeles, and a gal, husband, wife, making entertainment in the Los Angeles area. They know what risk they're at. And their goal is to continue in their chosen career in the entertainment industry in Los Angeles, Metro Los Angeles, until they have an exit and bug out. That's why I'm looking for it. And that's the case for many, if not most, people looking for a date. The Navy veteran who retire and move the Ozark, typical military veteran, retire at 40 years old, pretty young woman. It's a new career, either 5 or 10 or 20 years, start farm. What is it to them? What are they going to do different that they're not doing already? Nothing. Have a date on their life isn't going to change their day-to-day routine. No, at all. So the people seeking a date are the ones who are not living that life. Why they see a date. So they know that their plan is a plan, if they have a plan for disaster. The plan is to remain in the earth. Career life, leave and go to when they have a hobby farm just doesn't pop out of the ground ready to go. It takes years. By the third year of your hobby farm, you might be providing maybe half or three quarters of what family needs to eat. And that's, quite frankly, that's pretty optimistic. That's if you're really hard at it and have a good idea of what you're doing. By the third year, you may be providing your family need. That's optimistic. We can go without food for 3 years. A city person, a smaller with no experience, I would say 5 years to be up and running and buy everything your family needs as far as food. That's a long time. That's a long time. I advocate people have a tier supply of food. I do that for a very good reason. It's starting from scratch to be knowing what you need, it's going to be a lot of work. If in a way, it'd be a lot of failure. I'm not a gardener, don't pretend to be. But you can learn those. Okay, this is that. I get medical supplies and essential oils now while you can. You find you should never, ever. A fun, safe, productive day in America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.